call received from Home Care Agency.
Good morning. This is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Jasmine, I don't know if I'm calling the right department. I have a caregiver, and I need to speak to someone concerning my hours.
Okay. So the hours are designed and created by the state. The state works alongside the insurance. So do you have a service coordinator?
Yes, I do.
What's
I wanted to tell you a little bit.
Okay.
No, I told sweetheart, please.
Go ahead.
I am
Go ahead,
very
ma'am.
Depressed.
Okay.
I do get 81 hours a week.
Okay.
Okay. But my therapist and my doctor, Dr. Smith, they are so concerned about me. They want me to be asleep before my caregiver leaves here. Yesterday, they called the police on me, but my caregiver was already gone because my daughter called me. I couldn't talk to her because I've been upset about a lot of things. So the cops climbed the roof yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank God I was woke. I was woke. I was woke. And I said, who's banging on the window? They said, the police. You got to open the window. I got up because I've been sleeping for 2 days because
oh
I keep trying to kill myself.
Oh, no.
I keep trying to kill myself. So I got up, and I opened the window. They said, open the screen. I opened the screen. They came in. They said, do you live alone? I said, yes, I have a coordinator, but she's gone. I mean, a caregiver, but she's gone. They said, what is going on with you? I'm not going to tell you, but I did lie to them. I said, I'm okay. They said, well, why did we get this call?
Right.
And I said, I don't know who called, but I had took the pills. But I slept for 2 days, and God didn't let me die. So when they banged, I was woke. I didn't tell them I took the pills. They kept looking at me, and they said, are you sure you're okay? I lied and said, yes. They said, all right, we don't know who called, but somebody made a call. And we had to come out and see what's going on with you. Now, I have talked to my psychiatrist, my therapist, and my primary care doctor. They have been monitoring me for a long time. And they like, you need more help. Because when your caregiver leaves at 9 o'clock, you fall apart. I've been in therapy for a very long time. Now, I will say, I struggled all last year because I was separated from my husband that I loved with all my heart, and he died. So when he died, I fell apart, and I didn't take care of nothing. I laid here and cried. When he died, I was 300 pounds. Now I weigh 139.
Oh, my
gosh. Now my doctor, I don't qualify because I was on SSI, but when he died, they gave me his benefits, and I'm over by a little bit of money. They don't consider the $230 that they take out of my check for Medicare and Medicaid. They add that in as an annual amount, and it's putting me over where I can't get LIHEA, I can't get crisis, I can't get anything. So by me not paying the bill when I fell apart, the bill came up to $1,200. They want to cut it off. So as of April 1st, my caregiver called all the places that they told me to call or her. Everybody said, I'm over the limit, and I'm a single person, and I live alone. The state gave me $40 in food stamps. I don't have enough to eat on. My doctor talking about see a nutritionist. She's a very good doctor. And maybe they can help you gain some weight. I told her, how, Dr. Smith, if I'm going to gain weight if I don't have no food to eat? How? How? So she's an excellent doctor, and I love her. And my therapist and my psychiatrist is good, too. So when I called Keystone yesterday and told them I'm falling apart, they connected me with my coordinator that I have. He said, what's wrong, Ms. Johnson? She's fairly new. I told her, everybody want to charge Ms. Johnson $200 and some a month for each utility. And I have a mortgage. I have a phone bill that my psychiatrist and my doctor say, you got to keep on. We must be in touch with you. So I kept it on. So I'm like, when his check go in the bank on the 3rd, everybody takes automatic payment. And I don't see no money. I don't see no money. So everybody wants to put me on $200 and some a month for a program. That's $1,000. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Right.
So the coordinator said, Ms. Johnson, I'm gonna have to come out and do another assessment on you. I said to her, well, if you come, are they going to cut my hours that I currently have? She was honest, and she said, I don't know. They can cut them, or they can increase them, but I can't tell you what they're going to do. Do you want me to come? I said no, because I get hours from 9 to 9, and if they cut them, how am I going to live? I won't have nobody here to help me. And so my doctor and my therapist wanted to talk to the people that give the hours out because they informed me why you having all the problems that you have and you having this depression problem. We would like Catherine Cook to spend more time with you until you fall asleep for the night. Because that's what happened last night. She left. I took the pills for 2 days every time she left. And then my daughter called the cops. And they said, if you are struggling, the help that you normally need, and you got the mental problem too, your company, whoever you got, between me and your doctor, expressing what we need to express to them, they should be able to give you a few more hours so Catherine can stay there until you fall asleep for the night. But they said, I just talked to the therapist. He said, I'm calling. Dr. Smith want to call. I don't know who they going to call. But I know that I need my caregiver to help me from 9 to 9. But they are trying to tell me, we need you to get extra hours so you could be fully asleep when Catherine leaves. But I was scared to do it because the coordinator said, I don't know if they're going to cut your hours from what you have now and not give you any extra help. So I told the coordinator, no, leave it alone. And she said, okay, I won't come because she could not promise me that I can continue the hours that I got from 9 to 9.
Right.
She said, I can't tell you that. That's up to the insurance company.
But if she's a service coordinator insurance company and she's going to go review your care plan, it's her responsibility as your coordinator to advocate for you in the conditions you're currently in. So, like, let's say right now there's
Well, she don't know me that well. See, I'm going to tell you something, miss. I had a beautiful coordinator. She helped me out a lot. And then she got hired as a supervisor. So they sent me another coordinator. And my caregiver was here at that time, not Catherine. So the new coordinator, that was the very first time that I seen her. And her and the coordinator said, I'm cutting the hours. The caregiver said, why? Well, them two, while I'm laying in the bed, got in a major argument right in front of me. I laid here and listened. So the coordinator of that. And the next 3 days, I was getting 81 hours at that time. I don't know if it was because them two got in an argument and she got mad, the coordinator, but in 3 days, she called me back and said, Ms. Johnson, your hours been cut to 57 hours from 81. I cried like a baby. Then I ended up in the hospital trying to take my life. Then my doctor, Dr. Smith, got involved. And then she submitted paperwork. And then they gave me the 81 hours back. And the coordinator did not never come again. And I got a new coordinator who I have now, Lillian. She came out and visited one time. Nothing has changed. But before Lillian came, the psychiatrist, the therapist, and the doctor, primary care, they monitor me very close. And I'm scared for this new coordinator to do anything because she says she can't promise nothing. She said, Charlene, they may cut them or they may increase them.
Right.
She told me that yesterday.
Right.
So if they, since she can't promise nothing, I told her to leave them alone. She said,
right,
I won't come.
Right. So if you deny her entrance, they're going to cut you altogether. Because they have to come into the home and do a physical assessment on you.
Well, I didn't know that neither. She just said, do you want me to come or do you want me to leave the hours like they are? I said, leave them alone.
But remember that because you have all your therapists and doctors advocating for you and there's been a new change in your health status, meaning you're more depressed, you're more suicidal now. Instead of them cutting your hours, they might just increase it. So it might be to your benefit to get all these people involved and get your service coordinator to come in and reassess you.
Well, ma'am, I'm only being honest. And I guess because I got scared when the old coordinator and the caregiver got in an argument, I could not understand how them two got in an argument. And then the coordinator that only had been here one time, I don't know what she put down, but she called me up and said they cut the hours.
Right.
So I called her supervisor and told her supervisor what happened. And then she gave me a new coordinator that was really nice. And then the doctor wrote a letter. The coordinator came and got it. I ended up in the hospital, and they put the hours back. But I remember when they cut them. Because them two got in an argument. Now, that was not supposed to happen. My care and my health is supposed to come first. The coordinator and the caregiver is not supposed to get in an argument.
Right. I agree.
And when they got in an argument, then she called me. She never had seen me before. Then she called me in 3 days and said they cut him. So you got mad, coordinator. Because the caregiver and you got in an argument. So you type what you wanted in your computer,
right.
And then you called me up and told me it was cut. So you did something to hurt me because you got in an argument with the caregiver. So it depends on what they put in.
Right. But because But listen, because you have, Ms. Johnson, because you have so much going in your favor right now and your health is, you know, not well right now, this would be your time to get that second assessment because that's when they do the increases of hours. If you wait to get better and then ask for more hours and they come to do an assessment, they're going to go based on the conditions you're currently in.
Well, I don't get
better.
Miss, I've been in therapy because of what happened to me. I've been in therapy all my life. But now it's just getting worse and worse and worse. They found me on the floor. When they increased the hours back, that was another wellness check. And they broke my doors down and found me on the floor. And they said, Ms. Johnson, they checked my eyes, my heart, my pulse. They said, you got two ways to go in the hospital. You can go volunteer or you can get 302. But one way or another, you're going in the hospital. So I went volunteer. And then when I went volunteer and the doctor wrote her letter, that's when they put them back up. You got to find me on the floor before
yeah,
you
do
horrible. Anything for me?
Yeah, that's horrible. The system is so bad right now. You're even lucky to have the hours that you have. I see people getting cut off immediately with their services, and the state is not trying to approve nothing right now. But
okay, so since you see that.
I do. I
since
see that.
You told
I see
me
that.
That.
But this is
so
not, this
why
is very unique
I...
to different cases. This is not on your case because you have people advocating for you and fighting for you. The people that I see getting their hours cut are people that don't have no one on the outside, no doctors, no therapists, no psych units, no one, no children looking after them, no emergency calls, no police breaking in. Like, you have all these to your disposal. This would be your time right now to advocate for more time. Especially if you're only looking to fall asleep. You're not looking for them to do major changes. You're looking for just extra 3-4 hours during the day to leave
yeah.
you sleeping by the time that you're kid. And that's how you have to word it. You got to tell them, I'm not asking for more than maybe 1 or 2 hours so that I can fall asleep while she's still here. That's all you want. But you ended up calling
yeah.
a home care agency, Ms. Johnson. This is Family First Care. I'm not sure if you know that.
Oh.
We work alongside the health insurance agencies, and we work alongside the, you know, Keystone, AmeriHealth, UPMC, to assist patients. And it sounds like you're happy with the services you're getting right now, so I'm not sure how I can assist you unless you wanted me to guide you and call the insurance agency with you to try to get you more time. But in doing so, then that
yeah,
means
I need,
that you would,
well,
you would have to come
I
over to
I was
us.
Calling.
Are you happy with your current agency at this point?
Yes, I am. Very much so. Yeah.
So then call them and tell them to help you navigate this because they should be making these calls with you.
Who? The agency?
Yeah, your home care agency, yes. Yeah, they should be helping
well,
you.
Well, I ain't know that neither.
Yeah.
I don't know anything.
They should be assisting you, you know, out of courtesy to you because you are their members, you know, to help and guide you in the right direction so that you can get these hours that your health needs right now. You shouldn't be doing anything on your own. You shouldn't be calling people on your own. This is why, because you end up calling different places that you don't know, and they have all the contact information to get you to the right department. So they should be through this process, Ms. Johnson.
Well, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
No, it's okay, because this is why God led you to this call. I'm going to give you the exact number. Ms. Johnson, don't try to hurt yourself. You're here for a reason. God has kept you alive for a reason. You're needed. I know, you know, you have a daughter. I don't know how many other children you have, but I'm sure that if
I only had one, and she don't live in Philadelphia. That's why she do the wellness check.
Right. So I'm sure that if she's doing wellness checks on you, she loves you dearly, and I'm sure that she needs you.
I already told you I'm getting ready to die. I told her. I said, I'm leaving you. And she laid on my chest and said, Mom, please don't leave me. I have nobody.
So imagine if you feel alone. Imagine how she's gonna feel if you leave her. So it's
well,
not fair
got
to anyone.
Kids and grandkids.
That
I don't
mean
nobody.
Anything. That doesn't mean anything. You have a daughter and you have grandkids.
Well, I can't see them. I can't see them.
Well, you're still alive to make those changes, Ms. Johnson. Make those changes. You want to see them? Get up and go see them. You want to be a part of their lives? Force her. Communicate. Communication. Tell her you are lacking human, you know, embrace. You need your children. You need your family. Tell them you feel alone. Speak. Stop lying. Stop hiding your truth. You know, you said you lied to the police several times about trying to kill yourself. Stop that. You know, they're there for you. They're there to assist you. You know, open yourself up to assistance. I'm going to give you my direct number, Ms. Johnson.
Okay, wait a minute. Just a minute.
If you do decide that you're no longer satisfied with the agency that you're with, you could always call me and I'll assist you to our agency.
I'm ready. I got a pencil.
My name is Jasmine, and this is Family First Care. It's a licensed home care agency you called. There's always a reason for everything. My number is 267-551-7410.
Yes.
My name is Jasmine. I want you to call your agency right now and tell them that you're going through something right now, and you need to be handheld to call your service coordinator to advocate for more time. You're not asking for an exponential amount of time. You just need a couple, maybe 1 to 2 hours until you could fall asleep and your aide be there. And you need to be handheld through this. You need guidance. You need help. If
Do you know?
Go ahead.
Will the agency tell me who my who I need to call, like my insurance? Because I mean, by her saying they might cut them off, I don't want it. I won't make it.
Yeah,
I'm
but they just tell you that point. they tell you that to scare you. Don't let them tell you that. You have the world advocating for you from what you tell me. Let them work for you. Get that assessment. Let her see the conditions you're in. Let her see that you need the help. Let your doctors advocate for you. And you might just be surprised. They might just give you more hours.
So you just want me to call the agency first.
Call your agency first. I don't have their. I don't know what agency you're with. I don't have their information. This is Family First Care you ended up calling. You need to call the agency that you're currently with and tell them that you need assistance. If not, call Keith. What's your first and last name? Let me see who you're with. What's your name?
Charlene, Charlene, last name Johnson.
What's your date of birth?
10/12/1955.
And what county do you reside in?
Philadelphia.
Okay, let me check to see what you have, what you don't have. Charlene, your birthday is October 12,
1955? Yes.
And Charlene is spelled S-H-A-R-L-E-N-E?
C-H. What is it? C-H-A-R-L-E-N-E, middle initial A.
They
might not have the A-N-E.
So you do have an active care plan. You are through Keystone. You are through Keystone. Do you have Keystone's number?
No, I don't.
Let me give you Keystone's number. Because you need to call them and say that you want to speak to a supervisor. You don't need to go into great details about your health. They're not there to judge you. They're there to provide a service. So you let them know that you need to be reevaluated. You need a couple of more additional time at night. And get your doctors to sign off on it. Get your psych doctor to also sign off on it. You don't have to feel like you have to repeat your story over and over. You don't have to do that. The doctors will advocate for you, okay? The Keystone number is 1-800-521-6007.
521-6007.
Yep, 6007. And I don't know your story, Ms. Johnson, but you still have time. You still have time to make corrections, to make additions, to make things better for yourself. Don't just terminate yourself, all right? You have a whole life still ahead of you. It's been a pleasure hearing you. I'm sorry for your loss and everything that you've been through. My name is Jasmine, like I said. If you ever feel like you need, you know, if they're not doing right by you, just call me and I'll handle the rest, all right?
All right, Jasmine, thank you.
You take care of yourself. God loves you, all right?
Thank you.
Bye-bye.